The Andrew Carter Morning Show, CJAD 800.
Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. For high-efficiency Lennox furnaces and heat pumps, call Guaranteed Industries at 514-342-3400. Guaranteed Industries since 1957. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
People are amazed and some appalled that you could live in in Montreal for 15 years, as Carey Price has, and never have heard about the Polytechnic massacre that killed 14
women. It's so sad, frankly. And, you know, social media is social media. This is the first time in 4.5 years of working with you that I'm ever going to read a text. But this one was sent along to me, and it's quite interesting. And from a guy named Benedict responding to Carey's tweet last night, he says, "I don't care about your political views. Nobody puts them in question here. You should read about what happened on December 6, 1989. And apologize. I'm ashamed, as a Habs fan, that you don't know anything about what happened at École Polytechnique after living 15 years in Montreal." Full stop. That's it. I mean, nothing more needs to be said. Yeah. He went out. We talked about it yesterday. He's you know, expressing a view that the gun legislation that the federal liberals are putting forward is really problematic. And he stood there and he posed in his full camo gear with a gun. That, it turns out, most experts said, well, actually, that gun is absolutely fine. It won't be caught by this new legislation. But that's beside the point. What really is galling is today, actually, is the 33rd anniversary of that tragic shooting where, you know, 14 women were killed because they were women. And we've got to reflect on that as a society and know about this. This isn't a tiny detail. This is a defining moment. So I really do think that Benedict deserves credit for summarizing it perfectly.
I wanted to ask you about this story. Who was it that said the justice system is in this province is being held together by duct tape?
Isn't that just a gem of a quote?
Yeah.
Well, she is the new Chief Justice of the Superior Court. So these are the judges who are named by Ottawa. So the higher amounts, you know, if you have a big civil case, that's in front of a Superior Court judge. That person was named by Ottawa. And the new Chief Justice, she was named in June. And she's pointing out something very interesting. She's saying, look, her name is, by the way, is Marianne Paquette. She's saying, look, I'm waiting for the appointment of more than a dozen judges. Ottawa is just sitting on their hands. And she's careful, you know, because she's a judge and she doesn't want to have the exact same fight that the head of the Quebec court is right now having with Simon Jeanne Barrette. But it's the same thing because, Andrew, you and I, we have kids, grandchildren, neighbors, you know, who are in school. We know about the school system. If you hear that there's like mold and mildew in the walls and kids don't breathe good air, we know directly what a school is. Same thing. If you have a friend or a loved one who's in a hospital and, you know, the nurses don't have thermometers, real case recently, by the way, then you're saying, okay, there's something seriously wrong with our health system. But the justice system is one notch away. You know, it's a little bit far. You don't necessarily have contact with it during your life. But the justice system is one of the very foundations of a democratic society. And the justice system, federal and provincial, is falling apart. And I thought that that line about the whole thing being held together by duct tape coming from the Chief Justice would put a smile on our faces, but it would also make us think about everything that's being lost. So they're not making the appointments. They're not naming judges. And she's actually asked for about 10 more judges, but they haven't even named the ones that are already on the books as being judges that are necessary in Montreal. And that's Pablo Rodriguez, and that's the federal government, and that's David Lametti, and that's the federal government, and that's Justin Trudeau. I just named 3 MPs from Montreal, and none of them are doing anything to fix this problem.
Let's see. Jean-François Robert is the minister responsible for democratic institutions to table a bill today that will make the oath to the monarch optional. Instead, you can swear loyalty to the people. Some of these politicians behave sometimes, I'm wondering if they'd rather swear to the king.
Good for you, Andrew. But to the people and the Constitution, and I've said since the beginning, we've talked about this like for weeks now, that's always needed because the Constitution includes the monarchy. We are a constitutional monarchy. You know, we do have a king. He is the king. That's a a constitutional fact. So, yes, I mean, swearing to the Constitution, that does the trick, and then everybody can move on. I still think that Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon came up, had the clear winner in his tussle with the other separatist party. Aren't we lucky that the separatists are now evenly divided in terms of votes? And, you know, that would be Quebec Solidaire of Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois, who is never going to be able to live down, after all the brave talk, he's never going to live down the fact that he went and swore an oath to King Charles III. So the tussle will continue amongst the sovereignists, and let them stay evenly divided. Very good news for Federalists.
Okay, COP15 launches today in Montreal. Yesterday, yeah. The Youth Side Conference Environment Minister Benoit Charette announced 27 new species will be added to the province's endangered and vulnerable list. And I got a text this morning from George that made me smile. He wanted to know, is the Quebec Anglo on the list?
I knew that was coming. Yes, it is. But it's not quite endangered, you know, yet. But it's on a watch right now. Very good stuff. I mean, Quebec has massive territory. You know, if you want to talk to an American, you explain to them that Quebec is three times the size of Texas, they'll start to understand the size of the place. So, yeah, we've got a great deal of variety, but we've got species that we talk about. The beluga whale, for example, in the St. Lawrence. I mean, it's just horrible because of what we've done to their ecosystem. So, yes, the woodland caribou, which is a big, magnificent, you know, emblematic species of Quebec and of Canada, is being lost because of absolute negligence. So we are putting these things on the table, and I think that Quebec is stepping up to the plate. And by putting this at the conference, it gives a reference point for environmental groups and local communities later on to say, hold on, when the world was in Montreal, you know, with great fanfare, you showed up and you gave this list, but now you're doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So it does give a reference point, and it gives a little bit of pressure.
All right. Tom, thanks. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Great to talk to you, Andrew. All the best.